Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 1st. I cannot believe we have already made it to June. We're also about to finish up the Gospel of John and the Book of Proverbs. When we finish in a couple of days, we're going to enter into the Book of Acts. And occasionally, I'm going to throw in other passages of Scripture that help us to understand the passage in Acts a little bit better. I love the Book of Acts. I hope that you'll love it too. It will likely be a little bit slower pace because we will only have one Scripture each day, but I hope to have some fun with that and also to explore some different prayer prompts and ways to meditate on God's Word. But first, we need to finish up John's Gospel, chapter 21. We're in verses 1 through 19 today. And then in Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 1 through 9. The title in my Bible says, Jesus and the Miraculous Catch of Fish. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, We'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, Friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and they did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, Take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, Do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and you went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, Follow me. We have to take a minute to talk about this passage. Look at verse 12 again. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Wait a minute. This is the resurrected Lord, and he eats. Yes, in a resurrected, glorified body, he eats. And then this is even more curious. None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. There isn't a fuzziness, as some would call it, about Jesus and whether he was a resurrected being or not. It's not that at all. They're very concrete in their details here. They knew it was the Lord. Mary Magdalene also doesn't recognize Jesus at first, but then she does when Jesus calls her name. And the two disciples on the road to Emmaus in Luke chapter 24 also don't recognize Jesus at first. Tim Keller, in an opinion article called "Am I a Christian?" Pastor Tim Keller says this about the idea that at first the disciples do not recognize Jesus. He says their experience was analogous to meeting someone you last saw as a child 20 years ago. And so there's something different about Jesus' resurrection body, but Peter and the other disciples were sure it was the Lord. And one way that they were sure of it is because they remembered back to another episode that you can read in Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 11, where Jesus tells the disciples to go out and put their nets out one more time. Remember what Peter said then? "Lord, we've been fishing all night and haven't caught a thing." And yet they go and they cast their nets and they have to have extra help dragging in all the fish that are caught. And in that moment, Jesus calls the disciples to be fishers of men. And here in this passage, Jesus is reinstating Peter to that profession of being a fisher of men. And so when Jesus asks Simon, son of John, "Do you love me more than these?" It may be that he's saying, "Do you love me more than these men? And do you love me more than these fish?" We have to love Jesus more than other people. We have to love Jesus more than our natural profession. And we have to love Jesus more than the normal person would. We need to excel in our loyalty and our willingness to sacrifice for the kingdom. Okay, we got to move on, but that is really, really good stuff. Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 31, verses 1 through 9. "The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him. Listen, my son. Listen, son of my womb. Listen, my son, the answer to my prayers. Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed, and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Let beer be for those who are perishing, wine for those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What a challenging message the book of Proverbs has for us today, to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves and to defend the rights of the poor and needy. And so we ask you, Lord, today to give us an opportunity to live out your word. We also want to be thinking about the people of Brazil today and be praying alongside them. Brazil has the second largest population of Christians, but there are many in Brazil who practice magic and live in fear of evil spirits. And so we want to be praying for those in the remote regions who are a part of this witchcraft. And also we want to pray for people to act fairly in the government, in business, in churches, in schools, and families. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that the resurrected Lord is all-powerful and now sits at the right hand of you, the Father. We thank you, Lord, that like Peter, we can be reinstated. We thank you, Lord, that even when we deny you, you cannot deny yourself. So forgive us, Lord, for our sins And thank you for the powerful message of hope that we have because of you. We pray, Lord, that our faith would propel us into living a life that is for the care of those who cannot care for themselves, the poor and the needy. And we pray for those that are in the slums in Brazil today, for kids living on the streets, that they might meet Jesus and flee temptation and find hope. And we also pray for those who are confused or mistaken about witchcraft and practicing magic. And we just ask, Lord, that your kingdom would come in Brazil and many would come to faith, renewed hope, and that they would experience the resurrected Lord. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.